I am standing here with Craig Uden, NCBA's Federation Division. Craig, tell us what you guys are doing.
Well, the Federation, you know, works with conjunction with the Cattlemen Speedport. Federation is all the beef councils throughout the United States. There's 45 of us. We collect the dollar, and the grassroots producers then move on. And we've just got done with the operating committee here in September, which is 10 Federation directors throughout the country from the Federation and 10 directors from the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So we decided what to do with the money that was collected from last year.
So what are you going to do with it?
Well, as we move forward, one thing we've seen with less numbers is less dollars to work, because we've had to become very efficient. We've really had very good organizational meetings to dive down and see where we need to be at. One thing is, we always want to get the people, get the money where the people are. How do we do that? A lot of times we're working with a lot of influencer groups out there. That money will come in and that be appropriated by the Beef Operating Committee. And when it goes back out, a lot of that will be directed by these state beef councils or part of the Federation to host these influencers out for tours. And that's been very successful, because a lot of people are removed from beef production. They don't understand how the cattle are raised and the processes. Maybe even want to go through a processing plant. So it's been very, very helpful to inform a lot of influential people that have a lot of following out there, people that are on social media, nutritionists, dietitians, all kinds of folks that really need that extension of education to understand what beef is today versus maybe when they learned what beef was 30 years ago.
So of those influencer groups, what has been the feedback of the ones, the nutritionists and the other people online, once they've gone through this kind of educational process?
We're tracking those folks, and we use those folks. If there's an issue out there, those folks will come to our defense and actually say, no, I've been there, I've seen what happens in beef production. So they become an ally. So I think that's just leveraging that dollar and making a big impact out there. So when there's an issue that arises and we need some experts out there that actually have a lot of credibility, these are very high-end people that have a lot of influence with the general public. People in today's environment look for a second opinion or go to an expert, and then they're looking for those type of people to tell them the wholesome and safe product that beef is.
Tying back to you guys, your money that you guys have, what have you guys been doing when it comes to the past 2 years in the drought? What have you guys done to help educate and help kind of communicate with the farmers what they can do?
Throughout all the programs that are there, there's beef quality assurance programs that have went out that have helped producers understand how to better manage their herds and what they need to be doing as far as vaccination, maybe weaning and stuff like this. It has been a very challenging time, I must say, but we'll get through it. It will rain again someday, but it has been a challenge. But with that challenge, we've become, I think, very, very efficient with the dollars and how we target them. We need the most bang for a buck that we can get out there.
Let's talk the next fiscal year, 2013. What are your guys' goals, and what do you guys want to get accomplished for your producers and consumers alike?
Well, we want to always keep that safety aspect out there and that protection. And there's always emerging issues out there. So we deal with that with issues management. We know that E. coli has been a big buzzword, and that's just as we get 0157, they introduced six more that we have to watch over. And now salmonella is a big issue. So we're working on those from the safety side. We've been asked and approached by different organizations how best to address issues in retail and food service when people have questions. So we're going all different directions, trying to stay ahead of this thing. Again, we want to affect as many people with as few resources as we can.
Well, thank you, Craig. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk with me. Again, I am Jamie Johansson at the National Farm Broadcasters Association.